My guest at this time is Hans von Spakovsky, a former member of the Federal Elections Commission. He is currently manager of the Election Law Reform Initiative at the Heritage Foundation in Washington, and he is co-author of Who's Counting? How Fraudsters and Bureaucrats Put Your Vote at Risk. As you might have guessed, we've asked him to offer his thoughts on President Trump calling for an investigation into voter fraud in the 2016 elections. And Hans, thanks very much for being with us.
Sure. Well, I appreciate you having me on.
Well, Trump, of course, has mentioned in the past that he believes that illegal aliens voting cost him the popular vote in 2016. Obviously, the way our Constitution is set up, that doesn't matter. He won the Electoral College. But in the past 24 hours, this issue has percolated once again. First of all, here is Press Secretary Sean Spicer on Tuesday, in the White House briefing room.
Believe that millions voted illegally in this election, and what evidence do you have of widespread voter fraud in this election, if that's the case?
The president does believe that. He has stated that before. I think he stated his concerns of voter fraud and people voting illegally during the campaign, and he continues to maintain that belief based on studies and evidence that people have presented to him.
But exactly what evidence? Ryan today said there's no evidence. The National Association of Secretaries of State say that they don't agree with the president's assessment. What evidence do you have?
As I said, I think the president has believed that for a while based on studies and information he has.
Then early on Wednesday, Trump himself tweeting, quote, I will be asking for a major investigation into voter fraud, including those registered to vote in two states, those who are illegal, and even those registered to vote who are dead, and many for a long time. Depending on results, we will strengthen up voting procedures. And Hans, I know you believe in election reforms in a number of different areas. What do you make of the way the administration launched this effort?
I think it's long overdue. Look, there's never been any systematic, organized effort by the federal government to try to improve and check on the election integrity of the United States. And I think this is a great idea. It's a complete turnaround from the Obama administration, which for the past 8 years has done everything it can to try to stop improvements in election integrity, things like voter ID, things like verifying the citizenship, people who are registered to vote. The Obama administration has tried to stop that and has minimized or basically said, oh, there's no fraud to worry about anywhere.
Would it look better if he wasn't complaining about his own popular vote total?
Well, you know, that's a way, I think, of bringing the issue to the fore. The media obviously doesn't like it, but look at how differently they're treating him as compared to President Obama, who told a whopper of a lie in his last press release when he said that when he got out of office, he would continue to oppose voter ID and other efforts to try to keep people out of the polls, and then claimed that we were the only Western democracy that does that, when, in fact, we are one of the only Western democracies that does not require photo ID when you go vote.
We're talking with Hans von Spakovsky. And Hans, there's a lot of debate, obviously, from the Trump administration and his allies to others who've studied this issue about how widespread voter fraud is. Some believe it might amount to hundreds, which obviously could affect very close races or local races, but ultimately it's far too rare and too marginal to affect national or most state races. You've obviously done a ton of research on this. What do the facts show from what you've been able to uncover? How big of a problem is this?
Well, again, the problem is we don't know because we have this creaky honor system in our voting process. Here's what we do know, however, from some prior studies. For example, there's almost 3 million people who are registered in more than one state. How many of those are actually voting in more than one state at the same time, which is, of course, illegal? We don't know because nobody's ever actually checked that out to look at it. We've seen cases, individual cases, where people have been convicted of that, but we don't know. We know that there are almost 2 million people who are dead who are still on voter rolls across the country. How many of those, that's just an error, how many are actually still voting? You know, someone's using their name. Again, we don't know because there's never been any systematic check of that. But right before the election, a CBS TV station in Los Angeles actually started checking that, and they found several hundred people just in Los Angeles who'd been dead for years but who had continued to vote in multiple elections.
How difficult is it to go back and try to find fraud in a previous election as opposed to taking steps to make sure it doesn't happen in future elections? So, in other words, how much concrete evidence can be found, given what you've just said about how hard it is to dig into this.
It is much easier to put in measures that will prevent fraud from taking place. It's very difficult to investigate voter fraud cases. Look, it's like the cases I just mentioned in California. Several hundred people casting ballots after they died. Obviously, somebody forged their signature, somebody forged their ballot. Trying to find out who that was is going to be pretty difficult. Maybe it was members of the family. Maybe it was other individuals who noticed these people were dead but still on the list. That's a very difficult case to investigate.
I also remember a photo. I don't remember the context. I believe it was out in California shortly before Election Day where somebody snapped a photo of absentee ballots at some residents in California that were bundled together to almost about the size of a newspaper boy would get in the morning with so many people at the same residence. So that certainly raised some eyebrows as well. So let's talk about some ways to make sure that this doesn't happen as best as possible, starting with cleaning up the rolls. How is that done most effectively?
The Justice Department has the ability to file suit because there's a federal law that requires state and local election officials to maintain the accuracy of their voter rolls, to clean them up, to take off people who've died and moved away. Many folks haven't been complying with that law, and the Obama administration intentionally and knowingly refused to enforce that provision. That will be a start. The other thing that needs to happen is that the Department of Homeland Security needs to start sharing its database on non-citizens in the country with election officials all over the country so they can check it and find people who shouldn't be on the rolls because they're not U.S. citizens.
The other issue that comes up a lot, of course, is voter ID, another issue which the Obama administration vigorously opposed. How far would that go to helping ensure that the system is fair? And how do you, on the one hand, ensure that, while at the same time you have all these states now giving licenses to illegals?
Well, that is a real problem. Voter ID is just one solution. You need voter ID not just for in-person voting, but also for absentee balloting. Even states with voter ID, only a handful of them have extended it to absentee balloting. And the other step that has to be taken because of the fact that illegal aliens being given driver's licenses is that states have to put in requirements that you provide proof of citizenship when you register to vote.
What other provisions? We've talked about the ones that get a lot of attention. You've studied this a lot more carefully than I or most people have. What other things need to be pursued here?
Juries are drawn from voter registration lists. And one thing that is not done consistently around the country is when people are excused from jury duty because they're not a U.S. citizen, that information needs to be given by the local courts to local election officials so they can take those people off the rolls. That's not being done in many, many states.
The Democratic reaction to this investigation is probably going to mirror much of what the Obama administration said when this issue came up, that it ultimately is a disenfranchisement for the poorest and then the minority voters among us. And so it's an effort to kind of rig the vote and squeeze certain people out of the system. What's your rebuttal to that?
The voter fraud cases that I've studied, the victims often in these cases are the poor and minorities. An individual who was convicted of voter fraud up in Troy, New York, just a couple of years ago, was asked specifically why they were targeting poor neighborhoods, poor minority neighborhoods, and he said, well, they're the people most least likely to notice or complain that their vote's been stolen. So, in fact, this effort will actually help the poor. It will help racial minorities and ensure their vote doesn't get stolen.
For major changes to be made, does Congress need to act, or can some of this be done administratively?
A lot of it can be done administratively through the executive branch, which the Trump administration now controls, particularly Department of Justice and the Department of Homeland Security.
We'll certainly be watching. The effort is underway. Hans, thanks very much for your time today.
Sure. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Hans von Spakovsky is a former member of the Federal Elections Commission. He is currently manager of the Election Law Reform Initiative at the Heritage Foundation in Washington, and he's co-author of Who's Counting? How Fraudsters and Bureaucrats Put Your Vote at Risk. I'm Greg Corumbus reporting for Radio America.